receivers were going there on a regular basis to hear.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. I trust that you are going to have a great week this week. This for those of you listening on the radio, this should be Monday morning. Hey, remember that March 31st is our last day on the radio. So if you want to continue to hear these teachings, you can go to KurtOwen.com. We're going to keep doing the podcasts and things. Our partners are the ones that are making that possible. By the way, I'm going to cover a lot of different... I've covered a lot up to this point, and you really need to hear it all in its totality. So our partners make that available for you for free on our website. Now, April 1st, my wife will begin to teach on the radio for at least 1 month. I strongly suggest that you listen to that. But we've been talking about how to get the Word to produce in your life, how to change your life forever. And so we found out Jesus is in Mark chapter 4. He's told the parable of the sower, that the sower sows the Word. But there's things that are affecting the Word producing in the people's lives. And one of the things that is affecting that is in verse 18. He says, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." Now, again, we've already talked about the cares of this world. We spent probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks just on that. But now we're dealing with the deceitfulness of riches. And money tries to deceive you. Money tries to tell you that it is your security, that you have to have it to solve the problems. And we got into this last week, and I think we technically would have probably spent 4 days on it. I want you to see something here about finances. And then this is in 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we're going to be looking in verse 9. "Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare." Okay, so if I'm pushing just to be wealthy, okay, if that's my goal, to be wealthy, then I'm going to end up being snared. I'm going to end up falling into temptation. And now, why is this? He goes on to explain, "into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Okay, so if I make it my goal in life to be rich, and that is my, for the sake of security, you know, I believe I want to be secure, and money will bring security. That's the deceitfulness of riches, because the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some having strayed from the faith in their greediness pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, he's using this term, pierced through with many sorrows, because of Proverbs 10:22, and we started to get into this. Let's go back there. Proverbs 10:22. He says, "Now the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." Now, I've heard people say this is talking about rich being rich spiritually. No, it isn't. That's, you're just trying to excuse your own ignorance of the word. The money talks more, the scripture talks more about money than it does just about any other subject, because money is a major problem for people if they have a wrong relationship with it. Now, does God mind you having money? No. Actually, Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "Don't ever forget, it is God that has given you the power to get wealth, to confirm his covenant in the earth." If God had a problem with you being wealthy and being rich, then he wouldn't give you the power to get it. right? That would be kind of stupid. That for him to give you the power to do something if it was just going to destroy you. It's not money. People say, well, money destroys people. No, it doesn't. Money exposes who people always were to start with. That's all it does. Because I'll give you an example of this. If you take a man who's a giver, who gives, if he's got a dime, he's given, he's a tithing a penny, and he's giving an offering of a penny. And then all of a sudden, and he's constantly finding ways, he wants to be a blessing. And he's constantly finding ways to be a blessing. Then you can give him $1 million and it's not going to ruin him because his heart is in blessing others. But people, if you think money is your solution, when you finally get it, you will feel as though it has liberated you. I can tell my boss to take this job and shove it because I've got the money now to tell him to shove it. And I can start telling my relatives what I really think about them. Because now I've got the money they want, and they're going to take it from me now because I got money and they're going to want some of it. And see, that's what really happens when people get money. If they are undisciplined before they have money, they'll be undisciplined with money. This is the reason that a lot of times people, they play the lottery because they think it's going to solve their every problem. And they think it's going to pay off all their debts, and then they end up in more debt than when they before they lost won the lottery. Okay? Because money is not the problem. It's you and your relationship with it. And part of your relationship with the deceitfulness of riches is you allowing money to lie to you. You allowing money to tell you that it is the basis of your security. Money tries to tell you that you have to have it to accomplish what you need in life. That you've got to have money. Well, I've got needs. And listen, God knows you have needs. God wants you to be blessed. But there is a way to have wealth and it not pierce you through with many sorrows. But if all you do is chase the money, when you eventually get the money, if you ever get the money, it's going to pierce you through with many sorrows. And when you love money, money is going to pierce you through with many sorrows because you're constantly going to be hoarding it. You're going to constantly be fearful about it. You're going to constantly be thinking somebody else could get it. The love of money, let's talk about when you don't have money. You love money, and so you're willing to hurt those that you care about in order to get it. And listen, that's not just I'm willing to steal from you. It's I'm not going to spend any time with my children because I need money. I'm not going to spend any time with my spouse because I need money. I'm going to yell at my spouse because I need money. I'm going to yell at my spouse because of what they're doing with money. I'm willing to engage in strife and division because of what's going on with the money. Because money becomes the be-all and the end-all. Those that strive to be rich. Now, does that mean you shouldn't have money? No, it means that money should not have you. That you're not willing to yell at your spouse if you don't have money. You're not willing to yell at your spouse in order to get more money. You're not willing to compromise your spiritual walk in order to have money. You know, here's a very good way to find out whether you have a wrong relationship with money. Okay? And this isn't just, is your joy level... are you happier when you have money than when you don't have money? That's one test. But here's another one. Will you do for money what you will not do for love of God? Okay, now I'm going to meddle in your business. How many of you are late to church, but you'd never be late to your job? How many of you will blow off your church because you're tired, but you'd never blow off your job? That's an indication you have a wrong relationship with money. It's an indication that you will do for money what you will not do for the love of God or for the love of people. People say, well, no, I got bills to pay. Yes, and if you sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of that would be added to you. even if it meant changing your job, even if it meant changing your resources, all of those things would be added to you. But money tries to deceive you and say, well, you know what? You can sleep in on church day, but you can't sleep on in on me because you need me. You can't have in life what you want if you sleep on a work day. Now, you can have in life what you want if you sleep on a church day. You don't have to go put God first. You don't have to do that. You don't have to go and hear the word. You don't see, and these things choke the word, because see what happens is the word comes up in your heart and says, why don't you go to church today? Hear what God is saying to you. Hear the word and let that change you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and allow God to add these things to you in such a way that they don't pierce you through with many sorrows. And so but you blow it off. No, I need to go to work today. No, I need to go to work today. I need to work on this project for work. I need to do this. You give your passion to your workplace. Where is your passion? Is your passion in being the job because you want to get promoted so you'll get more money? And not passion in being promoted in the kingdom of God? To being trusted with more from the Lord? See, the money is not the problem. It's the way you're approaching it. It's what you allow money to tell you. And listen, if you're out there and you've never received Jesus, that you've never accepted him as Lord of your life because you thought you could provide for yourself. Now, some of you I'm talking to actually have money. You've done very, very well in life, but you are not happy. You have no peace. You have no joy. There is a way to have it. You can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and he will begin to take care of you. You will begin to value something bigger than yourself. You'll begin to value a person that values you, Jesus. Then you'll be able to have a right relationship with money, that you won't trust it. You won't fear not having it. You won't fear what your friends are really after, because you will have one friend that you know for a fact, the Lord Jesus, that isn't after you for money. He's after you because he loves you. And then he'll provide you with friends, provide you with people that do not see you as a dollar sign, but see you as a person. And then you will find the joy you were looking for when you sought the money, because Jesus will fill your heart with peace. Won't you accept Jesus today? Please listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@kurtowen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and